welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode of Godzilla 2000, the 1999 Japanese kaiju film. I just got done rewatching the film and wanted to share some of my thoughts and memories from when I saw the film the first time, as well as my thoughts on this latest rewatch. So, probably the first time that I saw this film, unfortunately, wasn't in the theater. I would have loved to have seen this film for my first time in the theater. But when it released in 2000, I, in America, I didn't happen to catch it in the theater. I caught it on VHS. I mentioned before on the podcast how when I was in college, we had a Blockbuster that was across the street from campus. And when we would go and rent films, that's where we would go. And so I went over there one time. I think it was during my junior year or early senior year. Went over there and rented Godzilla 2000. That was the first time I saw the film. I really enjoyed it, obviously, because I'm a huge Godzilla fan. It's one that I really was interested in seeing, especially given the background and the story behind how this film came about. And if you don't know how this film came about, all you have to do is remember that a few years prior to this, in 1995, Toho, who is the owner and distributor of Godzilla in Japan, they essentially retired Godzilla. They had him killed off in their film Godzilla vs. Destoroyah because America was going to make their own Godzilla movie, and Toho had went ahead and given them the rights to do that, and therefore we got the 1998 Godzilla movie starring Matthew Broderick. And critics and fans of Godzilla were not too keen on that 98 Godzilla film, and so Toho decided to resurrect Godzilla and make a film to kind of, you know, get the stink off of Godzilla from that 98 film. And so that's how we got Godzilla 2000. And because of this, we also got the Millennium series of Godzilla films that started with this one and goes on to 2004's Godzilla Final Wars. So this is essentially kind of a reboot of the series, and it is a story that is very typical for a lot of Godzilla films. You have a Godzilla who is not necessarily a hero, but he's not a villain. He's kind of an anti-hero. He's just trying to do his own thing, and he, you know, obviously destroys human property, and you have a group of humans that are wanting to kill him, and then you have a group of humans mainly centered around a father-daughter duo who are the Godzilla Prediction Network, and they essentially act like storm chasers. They try and detect and predict where Godzilla is going to show up next, and so they're always going across the country tracking Godzilla and trying to warn people of Godzilla so that they can get to safety and that there's minimal damage and loss of life. And the professor, who's the dad, he doesn't want Godzilla killed. He wants Godzilla to be studied because he feels like there's a lot of good scientific research that can come out of it. And you see that in a lot of other Godzilla films where you have this section of humans that want to not kill Godzilla, that want to study him because, you know, it's the right thing to do for science. And then you have the group of humans, usually the military or those type, that want to kill him. And so you have that here in this film, as well as you have this discovery of an alien species of sorts who had laid dormant for millions of years and then is kind of stirred up underground or underwater by a group of scientists. And it turns out these aliens are a threat to humanity and Godzilla. And so Godzilla ends up having to defend humanity, even though humanity was wanting to kill him. Like I said, storyline's very similar to a lot of Godzilla films. It's it's in that Godzilla playbook, and you know, it's a film that I enjoy. It's probably my favorite of the Millennium series, just because it has a good story. It has good character. Like, I like the human characters in this film. I think for the most part they do a pretty good job. And in this latest rewatch, a couple of things that I noticed. First off, the CGI in it is very late 90s. Like, it looks dated, and it feels dated. But the suitmation and the practical effects still hold up very well, because those things, Toho has been, you know, synonymous with, as far as just high quality of the suitmation and the practical special effects that they would do on kaiju films. And those things definitely still hold up in this film. The CGI, though, it is very late 90s, and you can tell it. One thing that really stood out to me, that I'd forgotten and I was just surprised to see, was Godzilla shows up very early in the film. It's like a few minutes in and boom, there's Godzilla. And a lot of times with Godzilla films, they usually wait, and you have the anticipation, you have the sense of where Godzilla is, but you don't actually see him. Except this one, it's very prevalent. He is just boom, right in your face, right at the beginning of the film. And I almost feel like that was Toho's way of, you know, go ahead and just getting it out there. You know, this is Godzilla, you know, the 98 American Godzilla, or Zilla, as it's known in Japan, especially in Final Wars. That's not the real Godzilla. This is the real Godzilla. And they wanted to quickly get to that. So you have Godzilla early and you have Godzilla often. He is very much a character in this film throughout the course of it. And I think it shows in a good way. I think sometimes, you know, I like the films where you have the anticipation, you have the build up, and then you get the reveal. But this one, I like the fact that it's just right there, because you have especially the duality of Godzilla versus the humans, or the humans that are wanting to kill him, and then you have Godzilla versus the alien that he squares off against at the end of the film. And so it's almost a good thing that you have him at the beginning and throughout the majority of the film, is because you have those kind of that triangle of fight between Godzilla, the humans, and the alien. And so I think that that's a good thing. I saw it, like I said, I saw it on the big screen here. This is the first time I've seen it on the big screen. And you never can go wrong seeing a good kaiju film on a big screen. Like, it's just, that's essentially what it's made for. It's made for being on a big screen. It's made for seeing, you know, a huge picture of a kaiju monster on there. And so really enjoyed that. I saw it with the original Japanese language with the English subtitles. And what I remember from the English dub, the original English dub back in 2000, they made the main protagonist human, the professor of the GPN, they made him kind of be really quirky and goofball and just like kind of almost like a laughing stock to an extent. But here in this original version of it, he's a lot more serious. Now, there are some jokes that are thrown into it, and there are a few funny moments. And I mean, because that's always in a Godzilla film, whether it's whatever era of Godzilla, there's always some funny moments in there. But it definitely plays a lot more serious in the original, and I think that that's a good thing, because it makes the professor of the head of the GPN taken a lot more seriously, especially given the fact that he is the one that kind of discovers everything for the most part, and you almost need him to be a lot more serious. And I think I understand back in 2000, whenever you had the original English dub, they wanted to make him kind of goofy. And I mean, I get it on one end of it, but I think it just plays a lot better when he's a lot more serious. And also, you have to remember, when this film first released in 2000 with the original English dub, it was the first time since 1985, with Godzilla 1985, that a Godzilla film had been shown in theaters. So I think, given that preference, given that you had the 98 film that kind of flopped in America, they wanted to have both the cake and eat it too. It's like you wanted to have the legit Godzilla, but you also wanted to have the goofy side of it too. So I get why the original English dub was done the way it was done, but I think if I was handling it today, I would definitely have done a English dub that honored the original's feel and vibe to it, because I feel like the original vibe really just plays a lot better. And I think this is one of those instances where it's almost better just to watch the subtitled version, because you just get a better feel of the film that way. Overall, I love the film. Like I said, it's my favorite of the Millennium series, and it is one of my favorite Godzilla films. Even though, you know, Godzilla is very much an anti-hero in this film, and there are times when I kind of lean more towards Godzilla as the hero, or as the baby face, so to speak. This one, he's more like chaotic in the anti-hero sense, but he's not a villain. I think that I at least appreciate with this film, he's not a villain. He doesn't like certain things, and it kind of gets into it into the film as to kind of why he attacks sometimes, where he attacks. But he wants to be left alone, really, for the most part. And you have the humans that try to kill him, and then you have the alien that tries to, essentially use him for, nefarious purposes. Godzilla just wants to be left alone, and I appreciate when Godzilla's not the villain. I at least appreciate the film and where they are, whether he is the hero or whether he's the anti-hero, whether he's the defender of Earth, in a proactive sense, or in like this film where he protects Earth in spite of the humans. Because they were trying to kill him, and so he's like, it's the lesser of two evils, protecting the humans when you got the alien that wants to destroy everything. And so, like I said, I love this film. It's one of my favorites, and I was really glad to see it on a big screen. It's just fun to see a Godzilla film on the big screen. It's a film that if you're not familiar with the Godzilla franchise, or if you if you're looking for an entry point, there are probably three or four films that I would say of the Toho films you should watch as an entry point. This is probably one of them. I would say like the 54 Godzilla definitely would be one of them. I would say the 84 Godzilla, the Return of Godzilla, would be another one. And then this one. And interesting enough, now that I think about it, all three of them are the beginning of the eras that they were in. The Showa with the 54 version, the Heisei with Godzilla 1984, Return of Godzilla, and then Godzilla 2000, the Millennium. Each of them are, I think, good entry points into getting into Godzilla. And I think with this one, it's because it's a little bit closer to us as far as time goes, it probably is a little bit easier to watch. Even though, like I said, the CGI is just, it doesn't hold up very well. But like I said, the practical effects still hold up great, and the suitmation is classic Toho, classic Godzilla, so it works very well there too. So if you get an opportunity to check this out, if you haven't checked it out in a while, or if you're looking for a first time to watch Godzilla, Godzilla 2000 is a good way to get into it. So that's my thoughts and memories on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Godzilla 2000, and you can share them with me anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter at @screennerdspod and share your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that follow button, hitting that like button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, please rate and review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully leave a written review, hit that subscribe button, and share the podcast around. Would really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.